Well, the Barnaba Association, being one of the fighters for democracy in Ghana, definitely finds it unacceptable for such a thing to happen. Definitely, even though the police have not come out with their findings yet, it is obvious that there were some differences between the late Mr. Adams Mahama and some of the party members. And it is reasonable to infer that this untimely death has some links with those disagreements. And you find it unacceptable that if it is a result of a disagreement, that death should be the result. I mean, we find it very, very, very disagreeable.
Well, Mr. Forson, I heard the GBA has also demanded an expedited investigation into this killing. How has been the response of the security officials so far concerning this call for a thorough investigation into this murder?
Well, so far, it looks encouraging because a lot of people have spoken to this issue. You know, in this part of the world, investigations can take time, prosecutions can take time, but because it has a direct bearing on our democratic experiment, we feel that this must send a signal to people with like minds. You know, if it is investigated quickly and punished quickly, people with like minds will desist from such actions. From the standpoint of the security agencies, I hear two persons have been apprehended so far, and we are also told it has not been confirmed yet that the deceased himself did mention some persons' names. So I think for this one, I think the police are on top of the issues for now. So I think the world await whatever findings that the police will come out with.
Mr. Forson, how are Ghanaians specifically reacting to this?
Oh, well, across the board, notwithstanding the fact that some of the political actors will definitely take swipes at the NPP, but I believe that across the board, there has been widespread condemnation from both persons within the NPP and the NDC about the state of affairs. This is very un-Ghanaian. You know that they say that Ghanaian is very forgiving. So for such a cruel attack on somebody, it doesn't seem to find favor with anybody. I mean, of course, eventually the political actors will take advantage to take swipes at each other. But across the board, there's been some sobering effect on all persons. So far, I've monitored a lot of the radio programs. Yes, the youth seem to be very animated, but all the party leaders so far seem to be telling the persons in the youth to remain calm for the investigations and the law to take its course. So across the board, I can say on authority that no one seems happy.
What is the Ghana Bar Association's message to the people of Ghana, especially those in the political arena who are having disagreements here or there?
We make a call on the leaders and the supporters of all the political parties that in everything that they do in trying to rule Ghana, we are sending the message that this is rather a contest of ideas, not a contest of brute strength and force. That you sell your messages to the people, and whoever's messages find favor or whoever's track record finds favor with the people, that person rules. And we believe that that is what democracy and the rule of law is about. So it is our call on the leaders, and we believe that in the coming days, just like we did in the case in court when all kinds of accusations were flying around, you know, we met both parties and we told them to exercise restraint. So in this case as well, we will call on the leaders and we will try to make definite efforts to meet the leaders so that they could send the message to their people so that peace could reign. Because Ghana has been touted as one of the beacons of democracy in Africa, and this is rather unfortunate. So it's our call on the leaders to get their supporters to act as tolerantly as possible.